With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Opponents of a major Indian water rights settlement in Montana are calling on U.S. Senator Steve Daines to withdraw it from Congress, but attorneys say some of the claims made by the conservative group from the Flathead Valley are false. Corin Cates Carney reports.
State Senator and Republican candidate for Governor Albert Olszewski stood behind a podium during a press conference in the state capitol building last week, arguing to halt the latest step of a long-fought-over water compact.
Our constitutional water rights are worth fighting for, even if it means going to court.
Olszewski is among a conservative faction of Montana's legislature that opposed and remains committed to changing the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Water Compact, passed by the state in 2015. Olszewski has previously backed an attempt to replace the state water compact with a citizen-led initiative, which the tribes say they weren't consulted on. U.S. Senator Steve Daines introduced a bill in December that would settle thousands of water rights and damage claims on and off the Flathead Indian Reservation, within the historic homeland of the tribes. Senator John Tester has signed on, and top Trump administration officials have also signaled their support for the long-awaited deal. But Olszewski and others are calling for a halt and rewriting of the state and federal negotiations. During a recent press conference, Olszewski and others repeatedly said the tribe's treaty rights don't include water, a claim legal experts say is inaccurate. Here's Olszewski.
All judicial precedent goes to us. Their main argument that they have Aboriginal water rights is based on the claim that the right to fish actually means the right to own the water. And there is no literal translation of the Hellgate Treaty that gives the Confederation of Salish and Kootenai Tribes the water of Western Montana.
Monty Mills is an associate professor at the law school at the University of Montana. He's also the director of the Marjorie Hunter Brown Indian Law Clinic.
I think it is inaccurate to say that just because a treaty doesn't mention water rights, that the Supreme Court has not recognized tribal rights to water in those treaties.
State Senator Dee Brown, a Republican from Hungry Horse, Representative Joe Reed, a Republican from Ronan, and Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker are among those calling for withdrawing or changing the settlement. Decker is skeptical of the $1.9 billion in damages owed to the tribes outlined in the bill introduced by U.S. Senator Daines. If finalized, that deal also requires the tribes to give up the vast majority of their off-reservation water claims.
We also are very concerning about some of the language in the Settlement Act. Of most concern is the definition of the word reservation. The word reservation includes the rights of way on the reservation.
A newspaper opinion written by State Senator Albert Olszewski earlier this month also raises this concern. He writes that if the federal settlement moves forward, quote, the CSKT will have legal jurisdiction and control of all non-native Montanans who live and travel through the reservation, unquote. Again, law professor Monty Mills.
This isn't a change, and it isn't radical or anything new. It is essentially repeating the time-honored definition of reservation and Indian country that the United States Congress has approved ever since the 1940s.
Mills says that doesn't necessarily mean that the tribes have jurisdiction of non-Indian fee land.
There are a number of non-Indians owning property within the reservation, and the United States Supreme Court has really strictly limited and really look disfavorably on tribal jurisdiction over non-Indians on non-Indian fee land. Nothing about the Montana Water Rights Protection Act would change the existing state of the law.
In response to State Senator Olszewski's press conference, Julia Doyle, a spokesperson for U.S. Senator Daines' office, said in an emailed statement, quote, the senator and his staff have engaged in dozens of meetings to build bipartisan support to resolve the CSKT water dispute, including many meetings and calls with State Senator Al Olszewski himself prior to his run for higher office, unquote. That last line refers to Olszewski's bid for the governor's office. He's facing U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte and State Attorney General Tim Fox in the Republican primary. On the state level, Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Director John Tubbs says it's unlikely the CSKT Montana Water Compact will be re-argued by the legislature.
We took two sessions in Montana to get this compact through. We have quantified the water rights for the CSKT. They have negotiated a good settlement. I believe if we ever reopened it, it's a high probability that the tribe would require much more in settlement before they ever came back to the table. And frankly, I fear for the statewide adjudication if we don't settle.
If the federal settlement becomes law, it would then head to the tribes along with the Montana CSKT Compact for review. The Montana Water Court must also approve the deals. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.